Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I count these times together so precious and just so grateful to have the time to share with you from the Word of God. And my prayer is that you're growing in your faith. Or if you don't know Christ yet, that you're understanding this relationship with God is a wonderful thing. And that you learn that God loves you and He cares for you and He wants you to receive His Son Jesus as your Savior so He can help you to grow in a relationship, a personal relationship with you. So as we start our study today, we want to go to the Lord in prayer as usual, ask Him to bless our time together. Heavenly Father, I love it that you care so much about people. Lord, you created them, you made them, different from one another, and you love every single one of them. And Lord, you want them to be with you for all eternity, and that's why you sent your Son Jesus to die on the cross for their sins, my sins. And Lord, you just want us to receive you as Savior and Lord. And so today, as we study this book, this letter of Philippians again, I pray that you'll just help those who are out there who want to grow in their faith, and maybe those that are out there who just don't know you yet. And Lord, that they'll be inspired through your word toward your love and receiving Jesus as their Savior. Lord, we bless you again for your word, and we thank you, and we do so in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Different Motives for Preaching. It's taken from the book of Philippians chapter 1 and verse 15. Paul the Apostle was in prison as he wrote the book of Philippians, and yet he saw his bonds as a mean for the furtherance of the gospel. He declared to the Philippian church that the good news of Jesus Christ spread throughout all the palaces and all other places, and many of Paul's fellow brothers were more bold to speak the gospel because of what happened to him. In chapter 1 and verse 15 of the book of Philippians, Paul shared some of the different motives used by these brethren to share. He wrote, "Some indeed preach Christ even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill." The verse begins, "Some indeed preach Christ even of envy and strife." We can almost picture Paul the Apostle as he begins to list the manner in which some of these brothers share. He affirmed first that they indeed preach Christ, which narrows the topic of their sharing. However, their motives were not as pure as one might think. Some share with envy, which is basically love threatened from within, or when someone has something desired by another in an evil way. In other words, these brothers were probably threatened from within by Paul and may have been delighted at his imprisonment, so they spread the gospel to make themselves feel better. The second group shared with strife or contention or wrangling. Some of those who shared Christ were debating or battling others with their words and were as those who loved to fight over the gospel. The verse goes on to say, "And some also of goodwill." Although there were those who shared Christ with envy and strife, still others shared the gospel with a motive of goodwill, which means kindly intent, benevolence, delight, pleasure, and satisfaction. These good-hearted brothers were motivated with a wonderful manner in which to share the word of Jesus Christ with others. As we think about this verse, let's first examine ourselves as to whether we indeed preach Christ with others who surround us. Do we let them know the good news of Jesus Christ and His saving grace, which is available to everyone who will receive it? If we do, let us continue. If we do not, let us begin. Then if we determine that we do share Christ, let us examine our motives. Do we share from a position that is filled with envy, as though we are threatened from within by someone else? Or do we share with strife, which is like we are in a battle every time we share? Perhaps we shall find ourselves motivated and inspired by goodwill, which of these three, and we'll figure out which of these three seem to be the best choice, and what is the wonderful attitude in which to share the gospel. May the Lord Jesus lead us to use these words of Paul as encouragement to share the love of Jesus with goodwill to all who will listen to it. Next time, Paul shares more ways brethren preach the gospel. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.